Good morning, everyone. I'm Brett McCray on the Northern Ag Network with your morning market report. The Bureau of Land Management released its final public lands rule last week. First announced last spring, the rule is intended to increase resiliency and overall health of public landscapes. BLM's revised rule, following a 90-day comment period and over 200,000 public comments, isn't any more palatable to public land stakeholders. Wyoming Senator John Barrasso says the rule subverts multiple use requirements and blocks access to federal lands, threatening the Wyoming way of life. Barrasso is working with North Dakota's John Hoeven to introduce a Congressional Review Act resolution that he says will repeal the outrageous rule. National Cattlemen's Beef Association President Mark Isley from Cheyenne says that even after a year of feedback from agriculture, the BLM is moving forward with the most concerning parts of the proposal. NCBA and the Public Lands Council say the rule represents more restrictive land management, increased conflict on the landscape, and overall, a really raw deal for public lands grazers whose livestock provide documented conservation benefits. We're back with more after this.
Stiller, Architect, True North, Enhance, Hickok, and Resilient. These bulls represent some of the best genetics in the Angus industry. You'll find these and more top sires represented at the Miski Angus Ranch Annual Production Sale. April 24th, 1 p.m. at Glendive Livestock Exchange, Miski Angus offers 65 two-year-old and 55 yearling bulls. This is the sale worth waiting for. Call Bob at 406-796-8102. The Miski Angus Ranch Annual Production Sale, April 24th, Glendive Livestock.
If your tractor needs to be fixed, you go to a tractor mechanic, not a car shop. So if you want to grow your agriculture business, shouldn't you go to a lender that specializes in agriculture? That's AgWest Farm Credit. We've been 100% focused on agriculture for over 100 years. So we understand your challenges, and we have the deep financial knowledge and experience to help you reach your goals and grow your future. See how we can help at agwestfc.com. Equal opportunity provider and employer, equal housing lender.
The Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks recently completed capture of 122 female elk near Butte as part of the ongoing targeted elk brucellosis surveillance project. All the elk captured tested negative for brucellosis. Veterinarian Dr. Brad DeGroot with the Montana Department of Livestock says the surveillance and testing program helps ensure confidence in Montana's animal health regulations.
We have a program established that we can bring to the animal health officials in the destination states to say that, you know, you can buy Montana cattle with confidence that you're not going to be introducing trouble into your herds.
State veterinarian Dr. Tawny Szymanski says the negative test results from the Highland Mountains south of Butte provide DOL officials with the confidence that the current brucellosis-designated surveillance area in southwestern Montana is appropriate and that no additional livestock populations are currently at risk of infection from wildlife. Milford Worley has been an ag teacher for more than 40 years, most of that tenure in Shodo. But this will be the last school year for Mr. Worley, who's retiring in May. During a recent conversation before his retirement, I asked Milford, what's the most fulfilling part of teaching agriculture?
Working with students who wanted to learn about agriculture and the importance of it, but really the most fulfilling was taking kids to National FFA Convention, taking them to Bozeman for the Ag Expo, taking them on trips, creating memories. Students from a few years back to come up and say, yeah, you know that trip we took to Indianapolis to go to the National FFA Convention or to Kansas City? And that really opened up my eyes to what I really wanted to do.
This is the Northern Ag Network.
Selling your land is the biggest financial decision of your life. Before you think about selling, you need to know how to preserve land equity and save yourself from capital gains tax of up to 30%. A 1031 exchange is the most powerful tool to do that. I'm Zach Robbins, a third-generation Montanan and 1031 specialist. My team will create a strategy that ensures financial security for generations to come. Contact me, Zach Robbins, with Rove Exchange at roveexchange.com.
For over 20 years, Amber Waves has been providing quality hopper bins to producers across the region. Hi, Jody Huff here with Amber Waves. We pride ourselves on creating custom, quality bins built right here in America's heartland, Richardton, North Dakota. Our bins can store everything from grain to dry fertilizer, cow cake, distiller's grain, coal, and even frac sand. Built to your specifications, delivered, and set up by our truck drivers. For more information or to find a dealer near you, visit us online at amberwavesinc.com.
The cattle market at the end of Friday morning, lower for those feeder cattle futures, a little higher for live cattle futures. April feeder cattle down 27 cents at 241.32, May down 55 at 242 even. April live cattle up 30 cents at 181.47, June up 30 cents at 175.67. Friday's cattle on feed report isn't expected to have a big impact on today's trade. The report was pretty neutral to somewhat bullish to the market. Total cattle on feed inventory for April 1st was exactly 1% higher than a year ago, a little less than traders expected. Another major number from that report, placements were down 12% from a year ago. Pretty bullish statistic there. Cash cattle trade for the week, mostly $1 to $2 lower, $182 for live deals, $292 on the dressed. Boxed beef values down 13 cents for choice cuts at $295.67. The lean hog market up $1.50 in May at $96.22, June down $2.12 at $104.82. For local auctions, coal cows at Billings Live last week from $117 to $131. The Timberline Ranch in Manhattan averaged $6,141 on 35 yearling Angus bulls, a 7% increase over last year.
It's time for a crop nutrition plan that gets more return from every drop. A plan that starts with ProGerminator, a complete phosphorus fertilizer product that includes nitrogen, potash, and iron. ProGerminator features both readily available and controlled release phosphorus with minimal danger of tie-up in the soil. And it produces faster, earlier growth that continues through the season. AgroLiquid has precisely what it takes to help you succeed like never before. Find out more at agroliquid.com.
Farmers are installing Augmenta field analyzers and all kinds of sprayers and spreaders to cut labor costs, optimize fertilizer placement, and reduce chemical and water use. Augmenta improves your profit by smart applying inputs as you go in real-time adjustments based on a camera, so you don't need a prescription for every field. Reduce inputs, increase yields, and Augmenta will reduce human error and improve safety. See your local Torgerson's or go to Torgerson.biz.
Wheat markets finished Friday higher. On Friday, CBS News and Reuters reported that Israel fired at least one missile at an Air Force base near Iran. And U.S. crop prices initially responded higher after news of the attack. Kansas City hard red winter wheat up 4.25 cents in May at 581. July up 7.75 at 583. Minneapolis hard red spring wheat up 8.25 in May at 647, July up 9.5 cents at $6.52. Chicago soft red winter wheat was up 13.5 cents in May at 550, July up 13.75 at 566. May corn up 6.75 at 433, July also up 6.75 cents at 443. Soybeans up 16.25 cents in May at 11.50, July up 16.75 at 11.65. Local cash grain prices in Montana, 12 protein winter wheat up 4 cents at local elevators from 490 to 547. 14 pro spring wheat up mostly 8 cents around the state from 612 to $6.40. I'm Brett McCray, Northern Ag Network.